At some museums, you have the chance to connect with the highest achievements of art and ingenuity, to gaze over priceless wonders, or to better understand pivotal moments of human history. At the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, some of what resonates most richly may be artifacts you once had in your own pantry, or brand names whose jingles are still stuck in your head. You're less likely to swoon over some rarefied treasure here as to delight in the recognition of something tied up with your own traditions and your own ties to the region's food culture. For New Orleanians of different generations, it could be the plastic tub of Creole cream cheese from the old Gold Seal Creamery, or the thick glass of a Dr. Nut soda bottle, or even the blue cardboard tube of orange juice concentrate from Schwegman's, a grocery's own in-house discount brand that may pack more punch for some in this city than any high-dollar national marketing campaign. These are just a few examples of unexpectedly evocative memory captured in the food culture of the South and part of the larger displays across the Southern Food and Beverage Museum in New Orleans. Last fall, the museum cut the ribbon to open its new museum facility, built, fittingly enough, in an old public food market in Central City. But that was something akin to a soft opening in the restaurant world, an opportunity to get open and build up the full program. So, over the past few months, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum has been adding more pieces and parts, and this weekend, it officially marks its grand opening. There are cooking demos in its gleaming new kitchen, national experts in barbecue and cocktails discussing their specialties, and new exhibits are on display, from the history of absinthe to the legacy of Al Copeland. One of the biggest pieces to come into play for the Southern Food and Beverage Museum since that first ribbon cutting is the debut of its restaurant, Purlieu. It's a cool contemporary space under a soaring ceiling, separated from the museum exhibits by just a sheer curtain. The in-house restaurant makes this a particularly interactive museum. If those exhibits stoke your appetite, get a table or a seat at the bar to consider the modern Southern menu, which runs broadly from Louisiana to the Carolinas. The bar itself might look familiar to some New Orleanians. Intricate with Victorian flourishes across its carved arches and columns, this bar was once installed at Brunning's, the lakefront seafood restaurant that lived from 1859 until Hurricane Katrina washed it away. But the bar was recovered, salvaged from the water, and painstakingly rebuilt, and now it serves modern drinks and classic ones to restaurant patrons and museum visitors. Sipping a cold one here, it's hard to believe the bar was once sitting on the bottom of Lake Pontchartrain. But then, after a spin through the Southern Food and Beverage Museum, you may be primed for memories welling up from depths much greater than that. Learn more about the museum and its grand opening weekend at wwno.org.